Star FM's Jess and Travis for breakfast.
What a way to be thrown in the deep end, Travis. Your very first morning on Star. And who else are we chatting to but George Colombaris from MasterChef? Good morning, George.
Good morning. Good morning, Travis.
Good morning.
Congratulations, mate.
Thank you. It's an exciting first day on the job, more so because I get to chat to you. This is really cool.
Awesome. Awesome. And you weren't late. You got in on time.
I was in here early.
He was, George, but he actually set off the alarm when he got to work this morning.
Oh, gosh, you were that early.
I reckon they've given me the wrong code intentionally as a joke. Oh, so I punched in the code.
Don't you love those ones? And the worst thing is once the alarm goes off, you just go into like cold sweat.
Yes, exactly.
Now, it's a big day for Travis with his first morning on Star, George, and it's also a big day for MasterChef with the new season premiering tonight.
Yeah, big night tonight. Very excited. I mean, you know, it's been a long couple of months shooting what is, I think, the best ever. I think, you know, we've got 24 incredibly talented, amazing, you know, cooks that really you'll fall in love with. You know, that they're not only for their personalities, you know, at the end of the day, we only pick good people and we only pick people that can cook first and foremost. That's the rule, the MasterChef rule. So, yeah, excited to be back. It's been we've been off air for a long time now.
Yeah, no, I can't wait to see the show back as well.
So I've just moved out of home for the first time ever, George. My kitchen I know, right? You know exactly where I'm going. My kitchen is dreadful. At Chateau Travis at the moment, there is actually no fridge, right? That's how basic things are. I need your advice because I've been really good at cooking pasta. That's about it. What can I make that is really easy to make?
Easy. You know what you need? You need to have some staples. Go out and buy yourself things like, you know, lentils and freekah, pearl barley. You know, they're all sort of dried pulses and grains and stuff that you can keep in your pantry. You don't need to keep in the fridge. And literally take, you know, a couple of tablespoons, boil it up. Right, and I'm sure you know how to do that.
Yeah, I can do that. Well, there was a time, George, where I tried to boil potatoes, not realizing that to boil potatoes, you had to actually put water in, because I just assumed, like, you know, it's like potato mash, right? And it just boils. No, doesn't.
Wow.
Didn't happen.
Oh, gosh. Okay, please put water. Please.
Yeah.
And just boil it up until tender and then make salads from it. So have it and go, right, I'm going to add tin of tuna to that. Some shredded coriander, a little bit of olive oil, some vinegar, you know, put some fennel in there, you know, and you sort of create a base to something that is really delicious.
George, you make it sound so easy.
It is, honestly, it is. That type of cooking is easy. It's just got to keep it fresh and you got to keep it simple. Don't try and overcomplicate it.
I'm guessing, though, that we're going to see some much more advanced cooking than that on this season of MasterChef.
You'd hope so, and yes, you will. But, you know, that's what MasterChef's all about. You know, it is the most intense cooking, cooking bubble that you can ever be part of. You know, they live and breathe cooking day and night.
Not like Travis.
Yeah.
Not like Travis.
Now, can I as well, so you guys, all the judges are back, but you've also got Kylie Kwong on board this year.
Yeah, that's right. So Kylie joins us on the judging panel as a guest, and she comes on once a week to mentor the contestants in immunity challenges, and that's exciting because Kylie's not only an amazing cook in her own right, amazing chef, and an amazing restaurateur, but she brings an experience to mentoring these contestants, which is second to none. So great to have Kylie on board, and it's been wonderful working with her, and that's always hard when there's the three of us are so tight, so unified that, you know, it's like entering a lion's cage with the three of us in there. But no, Kylie's done a brilliant job to jump in and get amongst the boys.
Oh, that's great. Sounds like maybe we need to try and find you a mentor, Travis.
Yeah.
Like Kylie.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Well, thanks for chatting to us, George. Can't wait to check out the premiere of MasterChef tonight.
Brilliant. And good luck, Travis.
Yeah, thank you. I'm going to need it.
Jess and Travis. Weekday mornings when you wake up. Find them on Facebook and Twitter. Star 96.1. #JessandTravis.